Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, the plot thickens to infinity and beyond. And Alex Wagner. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for coming out in person. Thank you for being here, everybody. We have got a wild show for you tonight. Take a seat. Spiders are having nightmares about you. Ronny Chang is going to join Space Force, and President Trump has a perfectly good explanation for everything. Plus, here to talk about her brand new show for MSNBC, Alex Wagner is our guest tonight, everybody. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. First up, Toyota has announced that it is recalling its brand new electric SUV after discovering that the wheels could fall off at any time. Yeah. And I know people always say, we're gonna do this till the wheels fall off, but I don't think we actually meant it. Also, you would think wheels falling off a car would be a problem that was solved long ago, like when they invented cars? Meanwhile, in international news, as heat waves and wildfires sweep across Europe, Spain has started using sheep and goats to help clear flammable vegetation quickly and cheaply. Yeah. And if you ask me, sending sheep and goats to fight fires is a great idea. Yeah, I mean, even the absolute worst case scenario is just like kebabs, which is pretty good, you know? Well, I mean, the goats are a great idea. I'm not sure about the sheep. I just think that's risky, you know? Yeah, because the foreman is gonna be like, okay, how many sheep are we sending out today? 1, 2, 3, 4. I missed the fire. I slept through the fire. I also don't know why the US doesn't do this. I mean, we have so many goats. LeBron, Serena, Tom Brady, Simone Biles. Yeah, yeah. All of those people love being called the goat. They love being called the goat. Let's see if they're willing to step up when it's time to eat 600 acres of grass.
I mean, LeBron might be able to eat grass, but back in the day, Jordan, he could put away an entire shrubbery before the shot clock ran out. That's the goat.
Oh, and here's some surprising science news. This one blew my mind. According to a new study, spiders may have dreams. Yeah, I don't mean like one day having a cute little web by the beach. I mean that when spiders sleep, they also dream. Which blew my mind. Because what do they dream about? Wouldn't it be crazy if they have the same dreams that we do? Like there's a spider that wakes up in the middle of the night and is like, oh my God, I dreamt that I was covered in spiders. Oh, it was so hot. Oh, I actually shot off a web in my dream. Total web dream. All right, enough of that. Let's move on to the story that is still dominating the headlines. And it's about Donald Joyride Trump. Maybe he wasn't the greatest president if you go by jobs created or problems solved or hands washed, but if you go by the number of criminal investigations launched against him, then my man is the GOAT. Except he's allergic to greens. So, let's catch up on all his latest persecutions in our ongoing segment, America's Most Tremendously Wanted. You know, we created that as a joke, but every day, Trump getting in a shootout with the cops gets closer and closer to reality. It feels... Anyway, remember how last week the FBI took an 8-hour vacation to Mar-a-Lago and went home with a bunch of souvenirs? Well, we all had the same question. What were they looking for at Donald Trump's house? This weekend, we all found out.
This morning, the newly unsealed search warrant shedding light on what exactly FBI agents were looking for at Mar-a-Lago and what they seized. According to the documents made public by a federal judge, agents were searching for evidence of three potential crimes: violations of the Espionage Act, unlawful removal of public records, and obstruction of justice by concealing, altering, or destroying records to impede an investigation. They found 27 boxes of government records, including 11 sets of classified documents. Four sets of documents were marked top secret, and one marked top secret SCI, a classification reserved for some of the most sensitive intelligence and national security information, typically only viewed in a highly secure location.
Yeah, that's right. Turns out Trump didn't just have top secret documents, they were top secret SCI. What does SCI stand for, you ask? That's also top secret, you dumbass! I'll be honest, I didn't even know you could have a level of secret above top. Did you know this? Yeah. I also don't think it makes sense, right? That's the point of top. If there's something above top, then top is middle, you know? Yeah, top is top, people. Like Top Gun, he's the best fighter pilot. If someone else come in and then they're like Top a Gun, I want my money back. That's not what I was promised. Not to mention, if something is top, but then we find out that there's something above that, then how do we know that that's not the final thing? Then there could be something above that. And then how do we know that there's not something above that? Because there's no top. Like, top has to be the top. Then there's no end. And then, like, space-time is what, infinite? And then do we even exist? Like, what does this mean? Like, who are we? I'm having a panic attack right now. Stop the show. Stop the... Turns out Donald Trump was in possession of top secret documents he wasn't supposed to have. And look, I'm not victim blaming here, but if you ask me, the government is partly responsible. They're partly responsible for labeling the files top secret. Yeah, because think about it. Nobody wants to read boxes of government documents, right? But if it says top secret on it, now everyone's interested. It's the same way you don't label your porn folder porn. Right? The government should do what we do. Just put secrets in a folder called taxes 2012 to 2017. Yeah, I've done that my whole life. My only screw up was I did this when I was 12 years old. And then my mother was like, what taxes are you paying when you're 12? And then she busted me for porn and tax evasion. Anyway, the point is, no matter what they labeled, Donald Trump wasn't supposed to have these documents at his house. And in case you're wondering why these documents are top, 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 top secret, well, hold on to your butts, because what Trump took home could blow them right off.
The Washington Post has reported that among the material sought by federal agents was related to nuclear weapons programs.
If you get into nuclear-related documents, that is the highest level. It does not get any more serious than that.
Some of this could be information about adversaries. Some of this could be about nuclear weapon design. Some of this could be about our nuclear arsenals or our launch procedures.
Are you shitting me? Donald Trump might have kept the world's nuclear secrets in his basement at Mar-a-Lago? The same place Rudy Giuliani sleeps to avoid the sunlight? That is so irresponsible! Because you realize the worst case scenario with these documents is that Trump sold them to, like, Saudi Arabia. The best case scenario is that he just lay in bed with them and rubbed them all over his naked body. Actually not, I'm gonna flip that. The worst case scenario is that he rubbed them naked on his body. Hopefully he just sold them to the Saudis, hopefully. Oh, and by the way, just today, to add to this whole saga, Trump posted that in the raid by the FBI of Mar-a-Lago, they stole my three passports, one expired, along with everything else. And I can see why Trump is pissed if they took his passports. I mean, he's the guy who wanted to build the wall, and now he's gonna need to sneak into Mexico, calm as a bitch. Also, why does Donald Trump even need a passport? There is no one on earth that looks or sounds like this man. No one. He could land on a distant planet, and the aliens, they would be, we've seen TV, welcome, Donald Trump. He'd be like, thank you, now please take me to your three-boobed woman. And by the way, you do realize there's a 15% chance Trump just misplaced his passport, right? It's possible. It happens all the time. You think the FBI took something and you find it in your sock drawer. Yeah, like for all you know, maybe Melania moved them. You know, it's like, oh no, I guess now I have to go back to Slovenia by myself. Bye, Donald. Bye. You know what's been the most fun? The most fun in all of this is how Trump and the Red Caps are working so hard to invent new excuses for why this crime wasn't a crime. Because you remember when the story first broke, right? They were saying things like, there's nothing at Mar-a-Lago except a bunch of notes from Eric, and if they did find something, the FBI must have planted it. Well, forget all that, forget all of it. That's like 2 days ago, right? They've got a fresh shipment of excuses today, starting with, it was homework.
The former president is offering a new line of defense for taking these documents to his Mar-a-Lago home. A statement released by Trump's office Friday night contends that everyone takes work home sometimes.
Yeah, no, you know what? That's true. Everyone does take work home sometimes, but not Donald Trump. The man barely took work to work. And also, by the way, it's not taking work home with you if you no longer have the job. All right, can we agree on that? All right? You don't have the job. You can't take work home with you. Like, if you get fired from your babysitting job, but you still go pick up the kid from school, that's just kidnapping. But if you don't like that excuse, that's fine, that's fine. Trump's got another one. Like, how about Obama?
President Trump has been making the baseless and false claim that former President Obama took more than 30 million classified documents when he left the White House.
Donald Trump tweeted that President Barack Hussein Obama kept 33 million pages of documents, much of them classified. How many of them pertain to nuclear? Word is, lots.
All right. Okay. First of all, this is just completely made up. In fact, the National Archives came out and said it is not true. But also, for the sake of the argument, let's say it was true. These people are the same people who have spent 15 years saying Obama is basically the devil. But then when they get into trouble, they're like, it's fine, we just did the same thing as the devil. And also, did you pick up that Barack Hussein Obama? That was a nice little touch, yeah? Just to remind the people who he really is, yeah. I know what Trump is doing. He's trying to drum up all Islamophobia, but everybody knows that that's Barack's middle name. It doesn't sound nefarious anymore, no? It just sounds like you're his mom. Barack Hussein Obama, you get down here and clean up this mess right now! I'm coming, Mom. But... but... if you don't like that excuse, it's cool, baby, it's cool. Trump's got another one for you. It's about how he declassified these documents in his mind.
And a new defense emerged overnight from a conservative journalist tied to Trump who read a statement from the former president's office.
He had a standing order that documents removed from the Oval Office and taken to the residence were deemed to be declassified the moment he removed them.
Oh, that's an interesting excuse. Anything Trump took home with him was automatically declassified because he had a standing order. It's also super convenient that no one has ever heard about this rule until he got busted for having top secret documents at his house, but whatever. I've actually heard this defense before. Yeah, usually it's when people get busted for having an affair, you know? They'll be like, no, actually, I didn't cheat on you. I'd already broken up with you in my mind on the way to their house, and then on the way home, I decided to give us another chance. Come here, baby, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. So there you have it. Three brand new fresh excuses. Oh, what? Oh, that's still not enough for you? Oh, you're particular. Okay, I see. Then maybe what you need is a little bit of this.
NBC has a piece out quoting sources that say the chaotic nature of Donald Trump's exit from the White House contributed to sensitive documents being taken to Mar-a-Lago.
Then there were reports that Trump packed in a rush. Quote, when it finally dawned on Donald Trump in the twilight of his presidency that he wouldn't be living at the White House for another 4 years, he had a problem. He had barely packed and had to move out quickly.
Oh, this is the greatest excuse of all time. Trump's people are saying because he didn't think he was leaving the White House, he packed in a hurry when he left. Yeah, he was so busy planning the coup, he didn't even think about packing. Is that what happened? It's like, guys, I wasn't trying to steal these documents. I was trying to steal the election. Why would I pack when I thought I'd have another 10 or 20 years in the White House? It makes no sense. Hello? So, those are just a sample of the excuses Trump has been coming up with over the past few days. And it doesn't matter that they conflict with each other. That's not the point. The point is to flood the zone with so many explanations that people just get lost in all the arguments and lose interest. Yeah, a few days from now, I wouldn't be shocked if they're like, Donald Trump was laminating those documents to help preserve them as a favor to the American people. And also, there were no documents. And also, it was his evil twin. We'll see what it is. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a break, it's time to check in on all the latest social media trends with our very own Ronny Chang, everybody!
Sorry, Trevor. It's just that this social media shit makes me puke.
All right.
Let me just dive into this cesspool of social media garbage. And what's trending today? Oh, it's hashtag National Relaxation Day on a Monday. Yeah, I can't wait to kick my feet up and go to work for an entire week. And of course, this is trending on social media because what's more relaxing than going on social media? Oh, wow, so many relaxing things happening today. Wow, I mean, you've got a former president leaking nuclear codes. I can feel the tension in my shoulders just melting away as we talk about this. Also, on that whole Trump thing, why would you take a bunch of boxes you're not supposed to take when you're leaving the White House? What kind of insane person looks at moving day and goes, how do I make this even longer? I mean, I would throw my family in the garbage if it made moving day easier, right? But yeah, anyway, it's social media in a nutshell, right? Because over here we got hashtag National Relaxation Day. Meanwhile, Toyota's making cars where the wheels fall off. Hey, Toyota, maybe you should relax a little less, right? Like, take a spa day, but maybe not on the day you attach the wheels to the car, because that's kind of a pretty important day. All right, you know what? You know what? Let's just see what random idiots on social media are saying about hashtag National Relaxation Day. All right, I'm just gonna find one of these random people and just see what people are saying about this. All right, so this idiot here, right? Don't worry, be happy. Hashtag National Relaxation Day. Order swimming on water. Clearly, this person doesn't know what the f- is going on in the world right now. Otherwise, you wouldn't be saying asinine shit like this. Another great tweet, Trevor. I can see why you have so many followers, because your tweets just really make us think.
No, you know what? Ron, enough of this, man. Stop roasting my tweets.
Hey, it's National Relaxation Day, okay? Have some respect.
Oh, Ronny Chang, everybody. I'll relax. All right, when we come back, Ronnie is going to figure out what Space Force is all about, so don't go away.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The U.S. government is so big that it's easy to lose track of all the departments and agencies. Luckily, though, Ronnie Chang is here to figure out what the government actually does, one department at a time.
Space Force. The latest branch of the armed forces that, after 30 years of planning, finally sprung into existence thanks to the support of our last military genius.
We are going to have the Space Force.
But after a rocky launch, most Americans still don't know what Space Force actually does. Until now.
I'm here at the Pentagon to find out what Space Force, the sixth and coolest branch of the US military, does. I'm talking spaceships, lasers. It's the military in space. Let's go check it out. Don't ask me how I got clearance. I'm not even an American citizen.
Somehow, I scored an interview with the very first head of Space Force, four-star General Jay Raymond, at the geometry-themed headquarters of the U.S. Department of Defense. Obviously, a space military is cool as hell, but I wasn't sure what they actually do. So, I made sure to prepare for this exclusive one-on-one interview.
General Raymond, thank you so much for... Oh,
thanks, Ronnie.
...sitting in on this. Why is it called the Pentagon?
Have you ever seen the Pentagon shape?
Wait, you're saying Pentagon is a shape?
Right.
Like what?
Pentagon. Take a look at the building. You obviously studied hard in school.
Okay, General, Space Force. We're talking lasers, spaceships, rockets, fighting aliens.
Absolutely not. The mission of the Space Force is really to protect and defend the capabilities that we have in space and to deter conflict from beginning in space or extending into space.
What does Space Force do?
Let me give you an example. We operate for the world, free of charge, the GPS constellation that provides you navigation and provides the world a timing signal for everybody to use. Most people don't know that that's provided free of charge by the United States Space Force.
Space Force gives GPS for free to the world?
Yes, sir.
Well, why don't you open with that? You call yourselves the GPS Force.
Because we do a lot more than that.
Yeah, but you go with the thing that people know.
We do a lot more than that. Communication satellites. We have missile warning satellites that detect any kind of launch around the globe and provide warning of that. And so it's very critical to us, and our competitors or our adversaries have watched us and have seen us integrate space into everything that we do.
Who are our adversaries?
Specifically Russia and China. They're building space capabilities for their own use. So, for example, they have a satellite that they launched in 2017. I call it a nesting doll satellite. It's a satellite that opens up and another satellite comes out, and it opens up and a projectile comes out.
Oh, my God.
Designed to kill a satellite.
Do all these nations' satellites adopt their country's cultures? Like, does a Chinese satellite come out and chopsticks come out and, like, pick on the other satellites?
China has a satellite that has a robotic arm.
With chopsticks on it.
A robotic arm that can reach out and in the future grab another satellite, and satellites don't like to be grabbed.
What is the plan to stop that?
I won't go into all the details of what we can do, but let's just say I'm very comfortable that we can protect and defend our satellites.
That's ominous as hell. But I still wasn't sure why America's already bloated military needed a whole new military when we already have five other militaries.
General, why did Space Force become its own branch of the military?
The Air Force has a lot of responsibilities that it does. It's primarily focused on the air domain, and the thought was, because space was so critical to us, we had to stand up a separate service to be able to focus on it.
So atmosphere-wise, where does the Air Force end and Space Force begin?
There's really not a firm, you know, dedicated, recognized...
Clouds.
But what happens
above
is...
Above clouds, Space Force. Below clouds, Air Force.
You can think of it above where airplanes work, wings work, and where orbital dynamics takes over, roughly about 100 kilometers.
So above 100 kilometers, that's where the Space Force people are?
No, in fact, our force is on the ground.
So they come in every day and sit behind a computer?
Largely, a lot of their work is done behind computers, in terminals, operating capabilities, or on in optical telescopes looking out in space.
So Space Force is less Starship Troopers and more Office Space. But are these keyboard warriors even ready to protect us from the real threat facing mankind?
Have you considered maybe looking a little outwards and looking at the threats that are external that might be coming to Earth? For example, aliens that might be coming.
So again, our mission is a little bit closer to home. NASA's mission is more exploratory and more science. And so they have gone out and...
I get it. General, Space Force, GPS, NASA, nerd shit. But we need some dudes who look as scary as you with guns pointing outwards in case aliens come.
I'm not naive or closed-minded to think that there might be something that would be out there, but we're not focused on aliens.
All right, well, it just seems like it's a big hole in the national defense plan, and if no one's going to plug that hole, I just feel like maybe Space Force should step up and, you know, maybe provide some orbital defense against aliens.
Thanks for your advice.
Okay, well, General, thank you for taking the time to speak to me, even though Space Force has nothing to do with lasers or aliens or spaceships, and I wish it was cooler. I do appreciate the need for a GPS system that works.
Thank you for the opportunity. I couldn't be more proud of the Guardians, that I appreciate the opportunity to tell their story, because most Americans don't understand what they do.
I agree.
So even though I'm still not sure what it does, Space Force represents what the American government does best: find new ways to give billions of dollars to the military-industrial complex. But hey, if they're going to offer free GPS, then I say, live long and prosper, Space Force.
Thank you so much for that, Ronnie Chang. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, Alex Wagner will be joining me right here on the show. Don't go away.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Is MSNBC host Alex Wagner. Her new primetime show, Alex Wagner Tonight, premieres August 16th and will air Tuesday through Friday at 9 p.m. Please welcome Alex Wagner. To the Daily Show, Alex Wagner.
Oh, it's a thrill and an honor, as always.
It is an honor for me. This is your sixth time. You might hold the record. Congratulations.
I feel very positive about that.
I actually got you a monkeypox vaccine as a gift.
I want my photo in the hallway. I'll keep saying it over and over again.
I will make sure that I have one of you.
I see
you.
2 Chainz. I see Oprah. I need to see Alex Wagner in the hallway. And then I can stop coming on to the show.
I mean... You put me on the spot now, fine, because I do have the photo of us in my office. It's like a beautiful frame.
That's picture. In the Tiffany frame.
It's perfect, and no one walks past it, but it's fine.
That's for you and me, Trevor.
This is a really exciting time for everybody, because your show kicks off tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? I love your Instagram bio reads, anchor at MSNBC plus person worried about the future. But don't you think that sounds a little melodramatic? What do you have to worry about the future?
What could go wrong?
Or the climate
Arctic
change?
Arctic ice caps melting faster than expected. President shuffling off classified nuclear secrets to Palm Beach Resort.
What are you worried about?
Republican election deniers being elected across the country.
What could go wrong?
What
are you worried about? But you know, because you travel so much and because you've talked to so many people on the ground, I've always felt like I should listen to you when you're worried, because you talk to, like, America.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing that worries
you? And I will say on this show, I'm going to keep talking to America. I just went down to Florida, which is a place I vow never to return to each time I go, and yet I keep going down to Florida.
That's what makes it great.
Exactly. It was 107 degrees down there, and what Governor DeSantis is doing in that state is worthy of a very close examination. So we went down there and looked specifically at the ways in which Christian nationalism has worked its way into Florida public schools, and we're going to be talking about that this week and some of the very alarming things that teachers are being trained to teach public school students on. You know, I will say you should be worried, Trevor, because not just this is happening in Florida, but this is very much seen as a model for what's happening across the rest of the country. Ron DeSantis may be the Republican nominee for president in 2024.
Which people think of as like a good thing because they go like, oh, he's calm, you know, he has a demeanor about him. Trump is crazy, but it seems like Trump's crazy was also the reason he couldn't get things done.
Yes.
Ron DeSantis, everyone says, is like, oh, he's got all his cards, he's ready to play them.
And he has a network of conservative activists and donors and power players in his corner. I mean, this is the result. This is a harvest of multiple years of trying to figure out how to re-indoctrinate students into a certain line of conservative ideology. And DeSantis has made it happen, but he has a lot of people behind him. And there are other governors. Carrie Lake in Arizona is the Republican nominee in Arizona. And she was on the stump, I think it was yesterday, praising DeSantis and saying, am I allowed to say this on this family program?
Yeah.
That he had big dick energy, just like Donald Trump. Oh. Like, not even kidding. She said, BDE, if you know, you know. Big DeSantis energy. But really saying that what we needed was more big dick energy, the kind that Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump have. So that's where we are as a country, Trevor, and I'm here to tell you, I'm alarmed.
You are gonna be the person who is informing so many people about what's going on in the country. You know, as an anchor on a show like yours, you're in an interesting position because on the one hand, you want people to understand the state of the country. On the other hand, you don't want people to exist in a perpetual state of panic because then what happens is people start getting tired and they're like, I don't care anymore, nothing is actually happening. How do you find that balance?
Well, I think, you know, I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish about things, right? When things are bad, I'm going to tell you they're bad. But I also think we haven't given up on democracy. And the reality is, if you don't like what Governor Ron DeSantis is doing, I mean, I spent 10 hours in a Brevard County School Board meeting, you can run for school board and stop some of this stuff from happening. You can participate in midterm elections. You can call your senators and congressmen. I mean, that stuff, as cliche as it sounds, as small ball as it sounds, it matters because the decision that the Brevard County School Board makes about whether or not kids can have book fairs again and read certain books and talk about being homosexual or transgender, that means something. And those decisions are discrete, but they are part of our larger system of governance. And I don't want people to ever lose the hope that the project of America is a fait accompli and it's a wrap, because it's not. I mean, and you can swing the pendulum back. I still believe that we generally take two steps forward and maybe 1 3/4 steps back.
Oh, that's a lot of steps back.
Look at you and me, Trevor. You know, I'm hosting the 9 p.m. hour of a very important cable network. You are the voice of a generation. Our stories are unlikely. We're two brown people that weren't ever supposed to be in these positions of power. And look at us, you know?
That is true.
And that's true. It's true.
Sometimes I go, the fact that it is the exception is what makes it scary a little bit sometimes.
Sure.
And so what's interesting about America when you look at it as a whole is it feels like sometimes, like in the run-up to Donald Trump, it feels like the country knew this was happening. And then people on the coast were like, oh, that'll never happen. Trump could never have. It feels like there's a certain complacency now as people relax. You know, they want to watch Succession. Well, they want to read what's happening.
I mean, I want to watch Succession,
too. But people enjoy themselves. But it seems like conservatives are being told constantly that they're under assault, that this is the end of the world, they need to run for school boards, and so they believe it and they do it. And so I'd love to know, as somebody who's going to be on MSNBC, you're in a position where you have part of your audience which is in a bubble. Many of us do, you know? How do you, or do you even think it's possible at this stage to just pop out of that bubble? Is there a way you can see as Alex Wagner, as the journalist who's gone around the country talking to Trump supporters and, you know, Biden supporters alike, do you think there's a way you can get through to people who maybe don't agree with you?
I'm gonna damn well try. I mean, you can't just say we're only gonna talk to, like, liberals and this is for the Sella Corridor. You know, like, this is, I'm a journalist, and you are going to hear from some Republicans sometimes. Sometimes they may be critical of Donald Trump. Sometimes they may not be. But I think it is my job to show people what's happening in the world and not just what they want to see. I mean, listen, the future of the Republican Party matters not just to Republicans, but to Democrats and independents, too. If one of the two parties in this country is forever broken or populated by clowns or worse, like, we're not going to get anything done as a country. Yeah. We are, for better or worse, in a marriage, and we got to figure out a way to make it work, because we know what divorce kind of looks like. We tried it in 1860,
and like, well,
we can't, it didn't go so well.
So your first episode is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
If you are on the show today, don't give anything away, because you obviously you'll tease and everything, but if you were on the show today, what would be the number one story you'd be talking
about?
Well,
listen, I think for sure we're going to be talking about Trump and Mar-a-Lago,
yes,
and what exactly he was doing with those papers, uh-huh, and the degree to which this is part of a very serious investigation at the DOJ. But I don't think, I mean, the other thing that I want everyone to focus on is the fact that we have two significant primaries tomorrow happening, Liz Cheney, mm-hmm, and Sarah Palin. And what we very well could see this week is the exit of Liz Cheney, probably the standard bearer for integrity inside the GOP, be escorted off the stage, stage right, and for Sarah Palin, who in many ways is the proto-Trump, re-entering American politics as a Republican congresswoman from Alaska. And I think as we take stock of where the country is at, we need to take stock of where the Republican Party is at. And those two entrances and that entrance and exit tell us a lot about where we're headed in the GOP. And I think it's deeply problematic, and I think it warrants further investigation and analysis.
This is why you're the best person to host the show, because you know a lot, you travel a lot, you meet the people, and you
I
don't,
hang
you
out
don't,
with you.
You don't get overwhelmed. No, you don't get, thanks for that, I'll take it, but no, you don't get overwhelmed. Really, one thing I've always admired about you is the fact that you don't get overwhelmed by the deluge of information that's coming at you. Rather, you find a way to process all of it in one of the most fantastic ways that I've ever seen. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you
for joining me again. We're all gonna be watching. Everybody, don't forget, Tuesday to Friday, 9 p.m., Alex Wagner. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, I wanted to remind you that August 16th is Poll Worker Recruitment Day. And it's especially important this year, where poll worker shortages are already leading to closures and long lines. So if you would like to be a poll worker, sign up at the link below, and you can do your part to ensure a fair election for all voters. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, if you find top secret documents, give them back to the government. But make sure you screenshot that shit first.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.